just metal about that size and pointed, more or less pointed to the ends, mm-hmm. and you bolted that down to these stanchions, mm-hmm. and then that cultivated, that tore up all the ground in between, it loosened all the ground, mm-hmm. and just put a horse to that, a cultivator.
What were the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
A hub.
Uh-huh. And then
a hub.
And the hub, and then what was
the hub went to the axle.
To the axle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call now this that you make your that you fix your quilt on? You call this a
quilting frame.
Quilting frame.
Uh-huh.
What would they call an X-shaped thing like this that they have two of to lay the if they wanted to cut up some wood?
Horses.
Horses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were fixing your hair, you'd use a comb and a
brush.
And what about to sharpen one of those straight razors they used to have?
A strop.
Oh.
Some say strap and mm-hmm. some say strop.
Mm-hmm. What
razor
they,
strop.
Mm-hmm. What ammunition would they use to put in a revolver?
We never had any of those things.
Well,
I don't know nothing about revolvers.
Do you know the difference between a cartridge and a bullet?
Yeah.
What?
A cartridge isn't that, what is that, what is a shotgun used?
I think it uses
pellets and then the explosion
mm-hmm.
and the pellets.
Mm-hmm.
But that wouldn't be a cartridge.
And then that,
would that
I think
be a cartridge?
What goes in a shotgun.
I know a bullet, what do you call that other, is just a piece of lead.
It's just a piece of lead,
uh-huh.
and that is the cartridge,
that
I guess,
has some BBs
thing.
In it.
Uh-huh, it has
little
those BBs
things. In it.
Did something for children to play on, a plank that...
Seesaw. We had that.
You had that?
Mm-hmm.
And what about something sort of like that, except
it was a merry-go-round, we called it.
Uh-huh.
It goes round and round. Mm-hmm. You go real fast and throw the other one off.
Oh, throw the other one off. I know, with ropes and a seat across it.
That was a swing.
Mm-hmm. And you had those?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a sack swing, when you fill the sack up with some rags or hay
mm-hmm.
or something, and tie that onto a rope, and then we'd get back and then grab the rope and hang it, wrap our legs around the sack,
mm-hmm.
the sack of whatever was in it,
mm-hmm.
and swing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
A sack swing.
What would you use to carry coal in?
We didn't use coal at all, I don't know, but wasn't that a shuttle?
Scuttle?
Something like that, that's a coal bucket.
Wait,
hold on, can you turn it off? I told him about it and he said, well, he could tell you something about Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, since you said that, I said that you need that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd better let him lay down. Because
mm-hmm.
he was kind of afraid, night before last he stayed by himself. And he had to get up and he was so dizzy and he couldn't get up. He had a heck of a time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's by himself in a trailer.
Oh, he is.
So he kind of relies on me, and he's got a son who lives right next door. So, but I had talked to him about this, and
mm-hmm.
I knew he'd be waiting, and I knew
mm-hmm.
he'd get tired. And say, now you can start over.
Oh, okay. What about a kind of a little vehicle to carry heavy things? It's got one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
You
got the answers there. Am I answering right?
No. People
from Georgia.
You've heard of people from Georgia call it Georgia buggy? Yeah. See, these are things that have all different kinds of names that people at one time called, you know, some of them are different according to when it was, and some of them are according to different to where it
yeah.
was. And
mm-hmm.
that's the reason that I've taught somebody who was born, like, here in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So
what we called everything.
Right, what you would call everything, and kind of the way it was around here, and because, you know, some people have totally different things.
Oh, yeah.